your journey to now.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you all so much for having me. Really, you all showing up here allowed me to show up and be with you. My journey, where do we begin? So about in 2007, in February, I had an experience. And I went through a training, and Mike had been through this training in December. And if anyone knows Mike, it's like, let's go do this, let's go do this, you'll love this, come do this. He's very much like, wants everyone to experience everything that he loves. And so after he went through the training, he told me, hey, come and experience this, it'll be awesome. I'm like, yeah, okay, great, I'll sign up, I'll do it. And as I went through this training, it wasn't necessarily a spiritual training, right? It's just one of those awareness trainings where you pretty much be aware, see what's working and what's not working for your life. And for me, it happened to have really opened me up in a way that completely changed my reality and changed my awareness. One of those experiences was, it was a process that everyone went through, their most painful experience that they had experienced in this lifetime. So the thing that really seemed painful to them. And as they were going through that process, I literally exploded and I went behind everybody's eyes and I saw and experienced and felt what they had experienced as if it was happening to me. And I literally came out of that experience and I didn't know if I was married, I didn't know if I had kids, I didn't know what was mine, I didn't know what wasn't mine. It was like, what? It literally just blew me open. I called Mike. I'm like, are we married? Do we have kids? He's like, yes. He's like, what the heck? Yeah, we're all good. And I literally didn't even go home that night because I was so shook up that night I really went through what some label the dark night of the soul, but it was really the cracking open of the soul in the body as I see it. And from that experience, there were many things that opened up for me. I began to realize that everything is energy. I could feel the energy, like literally buzzing. It felt as if I was being electrocuted at first. Like I was kind of looking around like, who the heck's electrocuting me all the time? Like it felt like I was being electrocuted. And then I realized that it was energy. And then I began to realize that you can move it. And so I began to play with it like, wow, look. And people are looking at me like, "Who? What is this girl doing?" I'm like, oh my gosh, can you see it? I'm like on cloud nine, like, wow, check this out. And from my life, I usually have an experience and then I learn about it later. And so from that, I just began like playing with this. I'm like, ooh, what do you do with this? And realizing that people could pick it up and they could even send it. But really, it was them just embracing their own light. So I wasn't necessarily healing them in any way. I was really just reflecting their light. And in that realization as well, many other of my gifts began to open. So I began to be able to tap into energy and to even connect to other people, physical and non-physical. And since I had these things opening up and clairvoyance as well as seeing the energy, then Mike was like, hey, I'm gonna use this. Like, so he'd always ask me questions and like, hey, check out my work. Like, what's going on here? What's going on there? And I was in the state of like, no, I'm not gonna be the crazy person, right? I don't wanna be that. So outside of this whole experience that I was having, I'm a professional fitness competitor. So I travel the world and compete on a professional level in fitness competitions as well. And then I'm having all this spiritual stuff going on, all these gifts opening up. So I'm like, what is going on here? And so I have these two so-called worlds, but I saw them as being really connected in realizing that everything we experience is all about energy. There is spirit, there is essence, there is soul, there is divinity within everything. And in recognizing that as well, how I began channeling really in the first place was moving back to Mike was asking me questions about his work. We were driving in our car, and as he asked me that, I go to like see it, you know, as I usually do, and I felt just a lot of energy building up within my throat, like just almost like a fire hydrant. It was just, I was like, and I just knew that something wanted to come through and speak. And I felt the energy. And this is one thing I love to tell people is that energy never lies. You can feel the energy of it. And it was pure love, pure light. And so knowing that, I told Mike, like, something really wants to come through. I don't know what to do. And he's like, do it. Awesome. Let's go. In his usual case. So then I let the information flow through, and it literally came through so strong and so powerful. And then when it kind of diminished, and here I am, Holly, back here in my body, like, hey, he was just like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Like, and so from that point on, then I began this channeling journey. And I did begin having, again, those beliefs that I was like, I really don't want to be seen as this, you know, as I labeled it, the crazy person, you know, the whatever you want to call it. That was my own label. And so I took baby steps in here. And when I first began to channel, I was really adjusting my body to the energy. I would kind of shake, not in a bad way. I just get really cold. And my body felt as if it was just shaking off anything that would not serve in allowing the highest light and love to come through. And I began at first with just one person, one being of light. And as I channeled her, then I felt this large group behind her. And once I adjusted physically, mentally, and emotionally to that, then this large group stepped forward, and they were the Avarians. Beautiful, loving beings of light as well. And so I began to channel the whole group rather than the individual. Again, I got to adjust to it physically because it was a massive energy. And then as I had channeled the Avarians for quite a long time, there was one channeling I did at Lotus in Draper in Utah. And after that channeling, I knew this is my last channeling for the Avarians. And I was like, what does this mean? And I was kind of a little caught off guard. And then I just felt them. I still saw them. And yet it wasn't in that space of me channeling them. So I just sat with it, kind of waiting for the next thing. And I was in meditation on December 21st of 2012, 4:11 in the morning. I was in meditation, and I was in a specific meditation that dropped me into what I relate to as zero point. It is that place where everything and nothing exists. It's to me, source. And within that space, I felt and experienced everything as being inside of me. And there was nothing that was outside of me. So I became one with everything. And then from that point, I began to channel source energy. And that again got me to grow, get out of my comfort zone. I was like, are you kidding? Now what's going to happen? Like, going around saying I'm channeling source. Keep pushing me. And then from that point, I began to channel source itself. And I would stick with the realm of light. So all things are encompassing with source. And I was comfortable in the realm of light. That's what I work. That's how I do it. And so then I channeled there as well for a while. And it has now moved to a place where I have gone even deeper. And just like I experienced within my meditation, is that everything is one. All beings are one. All experience is there to give us an opportunity to then recognize our light or choose to diminish our light. It's totally up to us. That's the power of free will, right? And so now where I'm coming from, what I channel from, is just straight from source. And it's been an awesome growing experience. Like, how long in the making? Oh my gosh, at least 10 years. So I've been doing it for quite some time. Little processes, baby steps. And so as I've been moving through that, then I show up here with you now. And what I am going to channel is just going straight to source. And source can be viewed as well as your higher self. Really, your higher self, your true self, and source are in essence one. And so that's where I go, and that's where I channel from. So I'll go ahead and go there now. If you all wouldn't mind uncrossing your legs, placing your feet flat on the earth, and feel free to place your hands wherever feels comfortable, palms down or up, or even interlacing those fingers, whatever works for you. And just take a moment to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just allow yourself a few deep, conscious breaths. And as you allow yourself to focus on your breath, be aware with every inhale, you're going to bring all of your energy into this moment. So letting go of your past, letting go of your future, becoming fully present. And with every exhale, you're going to allow yourself to move more and more into your body, becoming more and more present within this moment. And your breath allows you to do this because the breath really only has a circular pathway of inhaling and exhaling. So the breath is always bringing you back to the present moment when you're able to consciously focus on it. And the breath as well can support you in releasing any blocks that may come up for you. And as they come up, I just suggest exhaling out through your mouth, just letting everything go. And that exhaling out through your mouth, again, just supports you in settling again back into your body. And then allowing yourself to receive whatever may serve your highest good at this time. And then I simply show up in gratitude and honor to serve you in any way possible, that you may see your light, that you may know your purpose. And in that purpose, knowing as well that it is really you just showing up and being you. And knowing that, allowing yourself a few more deep breaths. And if you desire, feeling free to then open those eyes and get as comfortable as you like. And then I'll go ahead and allow the channel to open.